Private hospitals, we're being told, are under significant threats of closures. While health insurers collectively made $2 billion in profit last year, these payments to the hospitals are not being passed on. To tell you more, Jane Griffiths is the CEO of Day Hospitals Australia. G'day, Jane.
Good afternoon, Ollie. Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to have you on the program, Jane. What's going on?
Yes, well, this is a really serious situation. Probably hasn't occurred since the early 90s when health insurance dropped consumers, the level of consumer uptake dropped then. But as you know, the health insurance has increased, and you, as you just said correctly, the profit has increased by $2 billion. That's 100% increase on the previous year when it was $1 billion. But it's not being passed on to the hospitals, both the overnight hospitals and the day hospital sector. And there's, you know, there really are tough inflationary pressures facing all businesses, but particularly healthcare. We've seen a 10 to 20% increase in medical and surgical consumables that obviously are necessary for the treatment of our patients. At the moment, there's a wage claim by the ANMF, the federal ANMF, for a 35% increase in the award rate to nurses, which is just an extraordinary amount.
Mm.
And, of course, there's all the other costs of running a hospital. I mean, insurances have gone up 10%, and all the associated costs such as electricity, gas, all those things that every business is being hit with. But I guess the other extraordinary area that we're concerned about as the day hospital sector is the indexation given to day hospitals is significantly less than overnights. We already are disadvantaged in the amount that we receive from the insurers. But just to give you a really good example, gastroenterology, colonoscopy, which is a very common procedure a lot of Australians have.
Yes.
Our indexation over the last 8 years was 8%. So as you can see, very, very low.
Mm.
However, the indexation for exactly the same procedure done on a same-day basis for the overnights was 23%.
How does that make sense?
Well, that's right. basically, but even so, they're still suffering. There have been 18 overnight hospitals closed in recent months across Australia. And we're certainly in the day hospital sector. We've lost one large group of endoscopy units in Melbourne and several other day hospitals. And what's alarming, some of the rural day hospitals that provide such a good service to local residents so that they don't have to drive to Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane, we've seen some of them close as well. And purely because of inflationary pressures and not enough funding from the private health insurers.
Yeah, so the private health insurers, as you say, those profits doubling collectively over 12 months, the effects are not flowing on to the day or the overnight hospitals. But how is it there, Jane, that you can go and get the same procedure being done in an overnight hospital as a day hospital? You don't even stay overnight, yet there is such a funding difference to the day hospital versus the overnight hospital.
Yeah, some of that's historical, but also, of course, the large corporate hospital groups have a lot of power.
Yeah.
And basically, having worked in a large corporate hospital, they subsidise their more expensive cases with their same-day cases. And I think really the whole funding model needs to be changed. And, you know, the overnight should get the appropriate funding for their the cases they need to do. And, of course, they often need intensive care or cardiac units or emergency centres. They should be funded appropriately. We're not necessarily asking for the same funding. We're not. We're asking for fair funding for the most cost-effective part of the healthcare sector.
So then for a patient, they're also going to be saving a few dollars going to the day hospital instead of the overnight hospital, Jane?
Well, it also, apart from saving dollars, they'll also save the private health insurance pool.
Yes.
So the more patients that use day hospitals for procedures that can be done safely there, the better off private health insurance will be. Now, I'm sure the insurers are aware of that, but as I said, there's a lot of power in the market with the large corporates, but I still think they're not treating any of the private sector well, knowing that they made significant money through COVID because there wasn't any surgery happening for very long periods. But even despite that, as I said, in the year ending 2022, they made $1 billion profit. And at the end of 23, they made $2 billion. So there's something wrong somewhere.
And is there capacity within the day hospital network, Jane, to be able to undertake additional surgeries and procedures? Have you got capacity?
Probably on average around 25 to 30% capacity. I think the other big question we should be asking is why is the public hospital waiting list so long when the overnight hospitals and the day hospitals are suffering financially and they could be assisting and that work would actually help them? Because the last thing you want to see is large closures of private hospitals or day hospitals, which will just put added pressure on the public sector.
Yeah.
Particularly when there might only be one or maybe two overnight hospitals in rural areas or day hospitals, in the case of the one that closed in New South Wales this week, then those patients are forced either to go to the city or into the public hospital system.
Yeah. Well, if you had state health ministers and or a federal health minister who wanted to stump up a bunch of the cash where they're funding the hospitals to subsidise some of the backlog and the wait lists in the public system and get those procedures done through the days or the overnight hospitals, Jane, it'd be a win-win.
Oh, absolutely it would. And I know Minister Butler is very keen to see that happen, but unfortunately it's not happening everywhere in Australia. And it's certainly there's not enough work going to the day hospitals who can do it much more cost-effectively and more efficiently.
We've got a solution right before our eyes, Jane, and these wait lists continue to grow. I appreciate your time as always. You have a good weekend.
Thank you very much, Ollie.